911 for hours.
Oh, God. What would you call a wood thing that you carry stuff in?
They call them kegs, wooden keg.
A keg?
Yeah. That's what they called in my day when I was a kid.
Yeah. But didn't you have one you carry water in, that was open-ended? Called them a keg?
No, that's what we called them, yeah.
Uh-huh. And didn't they have these metal things around them?
Yeah.
What were they called? Hoops?
Oh, yeah. Metal hoops around them. Yeah, hoops for the, and they had barrels that had hoops on them.
Yeah.
And then they made these rosin barrels, and I helped make the staves for them in a sawmill. That's the first work I ever done.
Really?
11 hours for 2 bits.
Good grief.
11 hours, 2 bits. Believe it or not, and drank the hottest damn water out of that boiler room, well that you ever drank in your life. Hottest good warm coffee would be. That's what you got to drink. 11 hours for 2 bits.
Well, did you have something you carry, the same thing you call a keg, something that you carried a milk in? Say milk, you carried.
There was a, most of the time we had what you call a Jimmy John. And it was a glass thing in a wicker basket, put all around it.
Mm-hmm. That was a Jimmy John?
Yeah, and it was just like it had a handle to it, a woven handle. No, big handle. And they generally held 5 gallons. And you'd carry them, or you'd keep your wine in them, or you'd keep stuff in them like that. And they were called Jimmy Johns, is what I was taught it was called when I was a kid. But I ain't seen one of them in 40 years.
Huh.
No, I haven't seen one of them nowhere in 40 years. No museum or shop or nothing I've been in.
If you're feeding the hogs or the mules or... would you have a different type word for the bucket you'd use or the stuff you'd use to carry that in? The thing was that called a certain word, or you're feeding the hog? Or were those all called kegs? They were all called kegs?
How that?
They were all called kegs?
No, not them days like that. You had a wooden bucket.
Yeah.
It was made out of cypress. It was for a water bucket. You brought the water out of the well and set it on the shelf to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Then when that bucket got old and they got a new one, you use that old bucket to feed the cows or the pigs or, not feed them out of, but measure it out to give it to them in, see.
I see. Uh-huh.
I don't remember, I can't remember the first time I seen a tin bucket, galvanized bucket.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember when the first one of them come out and I've seen it, but I do know we use those cedar buckets back in that day.
What would you fry eggs in?
A skillet.
Skillet?
Yeah.
And it was made of?
Cast iron, that day and time. Of course, they got them out of aluminum now and all other kind of things.
Yeah.
Frying pan, I think they call them nowadays.
Yeah. What was something big and black you had in the back? Well, you've got one that's 200 years old back there.
We call them wash pots.
Wash pots?
But this one that I got out there is called a surf kettle.
Surf
kettle. Used to make surf in. It's not made like a wash pot. It's got a belly to it and a flange at the top.
Yeah, flange.
Wash pots come straight up.
Yeah.
Just straight a rim around them.
And something you keep flowers in around the house, or something you put water and flowers in or something like that. Would you have a word for that?
Flower pots.
Flower pots?
Yeah. That's what we always called them. If you broke one, you got in trouble too. They were made out of clay at that time.
They were?
Yeah. A little clay pot.
Yeah.